Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, just we pray for these people that's going through the hurricanes. What's your thing? Tornadoes?
Yeah.
They count on tornadoes. They tearing up.
Yep.
I'm glad I live here in the West Coast.
Amen.
I'll just put it like that. They talk about us in the earthquake. I still count them on my fingers. You know? But every year they have tornadoes. Every year?
Every year.
How many times you going to rebuild your house? Yeah. Just put them down in the ground. Something up. Make it low. You think they know that. But they, a little concrete, that'll do it. Concrete is what be standing. When everything is gone, but there's a lot of people dying because of these tornadoes, and you can't blame the tornadoes because tornadoes is nature. They're gonna be. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. If I knew that tornadoes come this way every year, I'd be moved. I think I'd move somewhere else. You know, out the path at least. I don't know. I think I'd move. If I knew earthquake was gonna happen every year. Big earthquakes, you can't run from them. You don't know where earthquakes gonna be. So, you know, but they know every year, tornadoes and hurricanes and stuff, people dying and losing everything they have. I thank the Lord. I think that's what my message is good about, how thankful I am to God.
Amen.
And it said right here, it said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Yes.
Call up on his what?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus,
thank you, Jesus. Make known his what?
His
deeds among the people. Let the people know about Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Sing unto him what?
Sing songs.
Songs unto him. Uh-huh. It says songs? Mm-hmm. Y'all, songs. Yeah, songs unto him. It says, talk ye of all his what? Wonderful what?
Words.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, huh? Ye in his holy name. Let what? The heart what? Rejoice. And do what?
Seek
the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his what? Every day. Seek his face every day. Remember his marvelous what? That have what? His wonderful wonders. I'm sorry, wonders and judgments. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's leave it right there.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give thanks unto the Lord.
Give thanks. Amen.
How much thanks can you give to Jesus?
Not enough.
Not enough.
Not enough.
You can say thank you, Jesus, till you're blue in the face.
Yes.
And it's not enough. I cannot repay God with enough thanks.
That's right. That's right.
I kick it up another notch. I give him the greatest praise.
Hallelujah.
And what is that?
Hallelujah.
The greatest praise to Jesus, what?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that still ain't enough. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? Still not enough. How do I know when I please God enough to make him happy? Do y'all know? How? Saying thank you, Jesus, huh? Thank you, Jesus. Unsaved folks say thank you, Jesus. Huh?
Amen.
Thank you. We coming to that. Thank you, Jesus. This is when he appreciates your thanks. Thank him all you want, day and night. Huh? But if you're not in Jesus, it don't make no sense. He still bless you.
Yeah.
Huh? He hears your thanks, but yet it means nothing to him if you're not in him.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Just, you know, God, he blessed the unsaved folks, ask prayer and stuff. I guess the reason why the Lord won't make me rich because he said it's going to be hard for a rich man to make it in the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah,
so I just know that's the way I look at it. Huh?
Yeah,
so I just thank him, thank for what I got, happy for what I got, and content.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
But we want to give thanks unto the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I turned my scripture. I didn't mean to do that. Let me go back.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. What scripture was it?
105.
We want to give thanks. How do I know when I gave God thanks? We're going to find out in a little while. We're here in Luke 18. Luke 18. I hope this is right, but I know this is the one he gave me. Luke 18. Hallelujah. Before you go to Luke 18. I want to do Matthew 7 and 24. Just follow me. Hallelujah. We're going to get out of here. We're going to get home. Thank you, Jesus. 7. 7 and 24.
Okay, Matthew 7, 24. And Luke.
I meant to say Matthew. Yeah. You got me. Yeah. It was this whole Luke 18. Thank you, Jesus. We just take our time. Hallelujah. This is how we know. This is what God wants out of us. All right. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, one of his parables he was talking about, and he said, and doeth them, I will liken unto him. Y'all got it yet?
Mm-hmm. A wise man.
Uh huh.
Built his house upon a rock.
And then what?
And the rain came.
And the floods came.
And the winds blew.
And the wind blew.
And beat upon that house.
Uh huh.
And it fell.
Nothing happened to it, huh?
Found
up on a rock. That's when you make Jesus happy.
Amen.
We can say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, huh? Shouting hallelujah and sound real good. Thank you, Jesus. But if you don't have Jesus, it's void. Thank you, Jesus. Void.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. But I'm going to tell you why. I got this scripture. I'm just going real slow. Y'all just bear with
Amen.
Me.
Amen. Take your time.
We're here in Luke 18. See, people in those days, they praise God. They lift up God. Huh? But they didn't have Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And he said, 18 and 10. Y'all got that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Two men went up, into the temple to pray. The one of the one was a Pharisee, one was a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed. Thus with himself, God, I thank thee. Y'all hear that? See that?
Right.
I thank thee that I am not as others, men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers. I'm not as that. As a public, as he was blaming on them and praying. He said, I fast twice a day. What?
Twice in a week.
I give what? Tithe. I pay my tithes. Lord, I pay my tithes. You hear that?
Famous word.
Oh, Lord. They still say that today
in the
Apostolic Church.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. And what did it say?
And the publicans
standing
off, would not lift up
so
much as his
eyes. He went to heaven.
But smote upon his
breast. Saying, God, be merciful. And Jesus said, I tell you, this man went down,
to his house.
Justified. Uh-huh. Then, you hear that? What man he was talking about?
The
publican was justified.
Yeah.
But what other Pharisee man, was blaming him? Oh, Jesus, I know God. I'm saved.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that don't mean nothing. Thank you, Jesus. What God wants is a person to be justified. Jesus wants us to pay my tithes. That's right. Pastor got to recognize me because I paid my tithes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. I paid my $1,000 tithe.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to make it with God. No. Only way you're going to make it with God is to be what?
Be saved.
Like the seed, the man that sowed seed where?
On the stony ground.
Not stony ground.
On the rock.
The good soil on a rock. Thank you, Jesus. And that rock stood.
Amen.
When the storm came, hurricane came, and when it left, the house was still standing.
That's right.
That's the person that God going to be pleased with.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. So when you're doing both, praising God, thanking God, lifting God up, and living righteous,
Amen.
Right, holy, in the sight of God, thank you, Jesus. That's what God wants. He in Matthew's 13. Thank you, Jesus. I'm gonna tell you why. Matthew 13. This is why. So Somebody say, oh, God is a living God. I can live any kind of way I want to live. But God said to this person, Matthew 13, when y'all get it, and there's other places here that God has, when anyone, I'm in the 19th verse, when anyone hears, 19th verse, 13, 19, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom, huh, and understand it not. I got that?
Mm-hmm.
13, 19. Then cometh, huh, the wicked one, and catches what? Away the what?
That was sown.
Thank you, Jesus. And then the next one said, this is what? He was received
by the wayside.
Thank you, Jesus. But he that received the seed in the stony places, the same is what?
He that heareth
the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Got the word. And did what?
And not with joy receiveth it.
Yes.
Immediately.
And then said, yet have what? He what?
Not root in himself.
Root in himself. Don't have no root in himself. But do it what? Y'all going to go with me. Y'all with me?
Amen.
I want to make sure. Cause what happened when it was said for a while?
For when tribulation.
Tribulation.
For persecution.
Persecution. Arise. Come on.
Because of the word.
Because of the word.
By and by is finished.
Thank you, Jesus. He what?
He also that receives seed.
Yeah.
Among the thorns.
And said what?
Choke the word. And he becometh unfruitful.
Thank you, Jesus. And keep on going. But he what?
But he that
received the word. Come on, let's go together. Come on, everybody. But he that receives seed into the good ground is he that hears the word and understandeth it, which also bears fruit and do what? Thank you, Jesus. That's what Jesus wants.
Amen.
The word of God getting down in your heart.
Yes.
Rooted.
Yes.
Ground it. Can't be moved. Can't be washed away. Can't be, nobody can intimidate Jesus out of you.
That's
nobody
right.
could change your mind.
That's right.
It's the Methodist church is saying thank you, Jesus, today.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
The Baptist church saying thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Huh? The church of the who's done song. I shouldn't have said that, huh? You got this thing on.
They all saying it.
They say thank you some kind of way, huh? But if they not rooted,
yes.
They hear the word and they don't understand the word.
Some
will understand the word, but later on, the first storm come, wash them away.
Yeah.
Those are the ones going to be lost. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is the way that you would thank God, is to be rooted and grounded on solid ground. Build on a rock.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. I had another scripture I wanted to go with this, but God, I mixed them up some kind of way. But it was the one when they came to Jesus and told Jesus, I preached in your name. I had it wrote down, but I didn't bring it right. He said, I preached in your name, huh? I did all this. You know, y'all know that scripture. That day is going to come.
Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. I thought I had it wrote down here, but, you know, the elect. Let me read with the 5th chapter of Luke, 18th chapter of Luke.
18?
Mm-hmm. 18. I think this is the one I want. Yeah, because this widow, no, that ain't it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, y'all, I hope you got this little message. I didn't come up here to preach long. But when do you know that you thank God enough?
Hallelujah.
All you need to do is to read your Bible,
mm-hmm.
understand it, mm-hmm. believe it, mm-hmm. keep it in your heart, and do what it tells you to do.
Amen.
If you
Amen.
Do his commandments,
Amen.
Huh? Listen to his word and do exactly what it tells you what to do, not to do, huh?
Yes.
See, some of us, we just our opposite. We do what the Bible tells us not to do it. Huh?
Right.
Tell the Bible tell us to not stand in the synagogue and you know, loud praying and loud words, repetition of words and stuff. We do that. Sanctified folks do exactly
the same
that.
Same thing. Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Sometimes when I went to some churches, I better not say my the name. Thank you, because this thing is on. But I'm gonna tell you. One time I went to the church and boy, they had some praying going on. Well, and the pastor had all the ministers that he had come and do the prayer, and they was having a talent show. Huh?
Yeah.
What you say? A compete.
Competition.
Who was the loudest? All kind of stuff. I could show you. They was gone. My goodness. I said, whoa. I said, I sure don't want to be that person that they praying on. I think they scared me. They was can on. Thank you. I said, no, I don't think that's what Jesus wants us to do. No, you know, he told us not to do that. Don't stand in the synagogue hollering and can on and loud prayers. We don't do that. Thank you, Jesus. We pray, but we ain't doing it to be seen.
That's right.
Thank you. We ain't getting like the tithes. If you pay your tithes, you ain't paying your tithes to be seen.
That's right.
Or to be recognized. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's up to you the way you want to pay your tithes or do your tithes. Do it quietly.
Amen.
It's only one person you're going to put on one person a power you're going to please if you give money to the church. I got a thing going by tithe because people, they just carry on so bad with it. But keep it a secret what you do.
Yes.
Ain't no preacher. Ain't no bishop, ain't no member of the church is going to bless you for paying tithes. Huh?
That's right.
He's not going to bless you.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. My father said when you pay tithes, you're not supposed to look for anything back.
Amen.
Just do it. Be quiet.
That's right.
You know, do it. You know, the way you give money to the church, give it to me. You're not giving it to the preacher.
That's right.
It don't belong to the pastor or the ministers. It belongs to the what?
Lord.
To the Lord.
It belongs to the church.
Yes.
Jesus don't need no money.
He don't need no money.
He don't have to go to Nostra. He don't go out there to a Kmart or Walmart and stuff to go shopping.
Right.
He don't need to do that. It goes to the church.
That's right.
And then the church supposed to do the right thing with the money.
That's
right. We're
supposed
to be honest.
That's right.
This is what Jesus wants out of us. Thank you, Jesus. We can say thank you, Jesus, all night, three times a day. If you're not living right, that's my message today. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
You got to live right. That is what make God rejoice. He see each one of us individually at the same time.
Yes.
And he know when you mean good.
Right.
Walk upright.
That's right.
Righteous. Every week, you know, it's to take our time to assess your life. Do y'all do that?
Yes. Amen.
Think about what did I do this week?
Yes.
Did I do anything wrong this week, huh? Thank you, Jesus, huh? You, as long as Jesus haven't came, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You got time, huh, to get there, get your soul right.
You're right. Amen.
As long as you've got blood going in your blood, your veins,
yes.
Oxygen going in your nose,
yes.
You got time to get it right.
Get it right. Amen.
And Jesus will forgive you.
Amen.
Huh? How many times? They
77
say.
77 times 7.
He forgive you. Thank you, Jesus. So that's why I'm standing here saying, walking upright and holy, holy, just trying to do the best you can. You can. Thank you, Jesus. You can walk upright in these days,
amen.
These evil days. The days is evil. My son told me, don't look at the news. Get away from the news. Don't listen to the news. Don't believe everything they say. And my answer to him, I'm going to listen to the news every day.
Yeah.
I get up every morning, I listen to the news. Huh? Because the news is my forecast.
Yeah.
Huh? It's my forecast. For who?
Coming of
Christ.
Yes.
Every time they tell something on the news,
you know,
it fulfills what's coming. Huh? That's why I watch the news. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I watch it. Some things that I don't care for when they come on there. But when they say this happened over there, this happened over here,
amen.
Little kids shooting people, every day in the news. It's Oakland and San Jose. Huh? Those are the two cities. Every day somebody is going to lose their life.
Yes.
I mean, shooting people. You can't go out in the night because you got somebody that's going around in Oakland just coming by to shoot you in the car for nothing. Don't even know the people. That let me know that we are living in the last days. Perilous time,
perilous time
shall come.
Yes.
What is perilous time?
Danger.
Danger.
See?
That's a prophecy. Thank you, Jesus. That's been fulfilled. That's why I watch the news. Thank you, Jesus. Every time a hurricane and every time a storm come and wipe out a city, first of all, when they wipe it out, when it comes, it creates a famine.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Mm-hmm. A famine is when a tornado come and tap everything.
Yeah.
Huh? Ball it all up like it's just like a fur ball coming out of a cat's mouth. Huh? And all those people that live have nothing else.
That's a famine.
That's a famine.
It's a famine.
They got to bring them water and food because they ain't got no more food. It's in the tree somewhere. Way over in the next county. Think that's a famine. And then after that, Katrina come through. And what happens when it comes through? Pestilence. What's the pestilence? Diseases.
All that, yeah.
Diseases. And they don't tell what's going on overseas in Africa and stuff.
And
it's been going on all the time.
Yeah.
That is the fulfillment of the coming of Jesus.
Yes.
That's my forecast. That's why I get on there and I listen to it. Every time I hear something, it's in the Word of God. It's finna happen. Thank you, Jesus. Get into Jesus. Hallelujah. If you're not in Jesus today, right now, get busy about God, Brother Xavier and Passion. Y'all, come on, get busy about God. It's time. Huh? It's time to get busy about Jesus. It's a lovely life. I love the life that I have in Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad. One day, I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be sitting next to Jesus. You know why? He told me so. It's in the Word. So it's time. It's time to get busy about God. Y'all know about the Lord. Y'all know about God, and it's time for you to come here and start working with us about Jesus. I know you've been baptized. Both of you have been baptized. I know that. You know, we baptized everybody that come through our channel. Thank you, Jesus. My kids is baptized. Thank you, Jesus. They've been baptized. What they need to do is just get the Holy Ghost and start working for the law, and your life will be just so much better.
My
life is 100% in Jesus. I depend on Jesus. Y'all hear that?
Amen.
I don't depend on myself. I depend on Jesus for everything. I tell him, without him, I know nothing. And without him, I can't do nothing.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. He just blessed me. He blessed me. He do things for me. You know, I retired early and everything. I'm doing fine.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
So I'm just telling you, y'all get busy. It's time to get busy for Jesus. I feel that urge of going out and drawing people to our church.
Yes.
Thank you, to come here and learn about Jesus. Y'all know who Jesus is. Who is Jesus, Pastor? Who's Jesus? Who is Jesus? You hear that? See, y'all know that. You know more than all your friends that's out there on the street. Thank you. You know that Jesus is God. I'm not gonna ask you how you know that. Huh? I'm not gonna mess with now. I'm not gonna ask you how you know that.
Come to church.
Thank you, Jesus. What scripture do you have? I didn't want to say that. I'm sorry. See, you come on here and learn what scripture. We got the scriptures that'll show you concrete evidence that Jesus is God. All our little kids that we bring up in the church, they know that Jesus is God. Even EJ know that Jesus is God. Who is God? How do you know that? Church. Okay, from church. So it's time to get it from the map. Get it from here. Somebody ask you who is Jesus? I mean, you tell. I show you. Come on here. You open the Bible, you show. I know the scripture. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. God so loved the world that he gave what? See, y'all need to know that. You need to understand what only begotten means.
Amen.
See, God, only begotten is himself. Because that's no one else. Huh? But God.
Amen.
Huh? He's self-existing. Huh? God was just boom. There. By himself.
Yes.
So he didn't have no wife up in heaven.
Amen.
Huh? He didn't. Some people believe that. He had to do something, you know. If he had a son, they believe that. They can't understand why, huh? How did Jesus become the Son of God? He came to the Son of God because God made himself his son, huh?
Amen.
He took his word. See, y'all need to know that. Come and learn this stuff. This is some heavy stuff here. Y'all want to get into some heavy stuff? This is some heavy stuff. Thank you, Jesus. So we're gonna start at home before we go out there testifying and telling people to come on, you know, to the Lord and everything. We got two people right here right now, three. We got Pastor Xavier and EJ. And then the little ones coming behind you.
Yes.
Got two little ones. They're gonna bring their little friends. Soon as they get up in age and go to school, huh? We're going to have them say, come and go to church with me. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. We need to do that. You know, get busy about God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. It's not hard to live saved. Amen. Some people think it is. It's not. Some people think it's hard because I can't smoke. I can't drink. I can't chase women. I can't get, you know, go out to parties. I can't do that. That's why they think it's hard. Well, all those things is the opposite of God.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? If you don't do it, you're just not doing the opposite of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So I had a little message here. I'm so tired in my body today. But every time I get up here, I feel I just don't want to stop talking. Thank you, Jesus. I see you, Gloria. I know that look on your face. No, I know. Thank you, Jesus. What good is to me to sit here and preach to y'all and in the name of Jesus? What am I gonna do that for? Huh? We family here.
Amen.
Huh? We need to talk to each other.
Yes, amen.
Thanks. You talk. Don't fuss at each other. Let's talk. Talk about Jesus. You know, what can we do? What can we do next? Huh? We need to work on who we have already.
Amen.
And then there's some more people that belong to this church. In Clear Lake. Where those people's at? Remember those members over on 53?
Yeah.
They still here.
Yeah.
Huh? We need to go out and find those people and work on them. I missed the couple that came here that had a little boy.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Michael. He wanted to be a preacher.
Yeah. He said it.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. See, we need to find those folks and start there. We start who we know. Thank you. Who else come in and ain't been coming? I think Sister Henderson is sick. She kind of down. So, y'all know who they are. Thank you, Jesus. We need to find those people and get busy. Thank you. Get busy about the Lord. Get busy about the Lord. Come on, Xavier. Join us, you know, and come on. Let's go forward. You got some brothers that follow you. I'm going to do a bridge. Probably jump off. We said, come on, let's jump off the bridge. That's right. Jump off the bridge with you. Huh? Get those brothers, man. Those brothers you got. God want to use you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He want to use you. He want to use young people while you got strength. You know,
Amen.
Get you talking about Jesus. All your friends ain't going to run away from you when you talk about Jesus. I had friends that got saved. Thank you, Jesus. In the church. Thank you, Jesus. So, you know, I ran into a few of them. You know, and I tell you, it shocked me. So I'm just saying, it's time.
Amen.
Huh? It's time to live for the Lord. It's time to please God.
Yes.
Thank you, Gene. I tell you, I've been doing this since I was 16 years old. 16. And when I taste Jesus, huh? when I first met Jesus, mm-hmm. received the Holy Ghost, huh? It's like a hair and a crackhead, huh? I'm a crackhead, huh? I'm a Jesus head. I'm cracking for Jesus, huh? Come on now.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Ever since, I'm telling you.
Right. Woo.
Y'all, if I get the slightest feeling that Jesus is not there, I go nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, I get worried. Mm-hmm. I want to know you there, watching me, you know, all the time. Lead me and guide me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you. So it's the time. Those kids, they know what church is. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. They know what church is.
Amen.
We're going to work on your kids, Sister Cal. We can get them in here. If we have to pray them in here, we'll pray them in here.
Amen.
If it takes God to shake them up to get them in here, he ain't going to hurt them. He just shake them up. And when once they get it, once they come in here and really, you know, God dealt with me, you know, I'm here. So they've been baptized.
Amen.
Huh? Look how many people have been baptized in this church. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Where they at? Thank you, Jesus. We want to find them. Find them. We, you know, so we can have, you know, a church is a body that adds to the body. Huh?
All right.
Jesus said we was a light up on the hill. Didn't say that? Candle on the hill. Uh-huh. We supposed to witness. Jesus told the disciples, I make you fishermen of what?
Men.
That's what he said. We are fishermen of men. Our job is to assist God, huh? And to try to help as many people as we can to be saved.
That's right.
That's what we're here for.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. We're not no boy club, no girl club. We're in the club of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Huh? And we are here to add to the church. I know this dark cloud that's hanging over our church is going to go away.
Amen.
Very soon. Uh-huh. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? It's going to go away.
Amen.
And everybody that the devil went and lied to, they finding out the truth.
Amen.
All we had to do is be quiet.
Amen.
I think one of the people that's on the case said, y'all quiet. Y'all don't say nothing. Most people come to the courthouse and act up. You know, they come in and, why you ain't doing nothing for us? Why you ain't doing nothing? I know, I'm watching it. Lord, why the Lord ain't doing nothing? Why you ain't, you know? But the cloud is finna move.
Amen.
And we finna move too.
Amen.
We're gonna move out this building. We're gonna find us a building. Gonna get us a kitchen with stoves in it.
Yes.
I'm not talking about just stove. I'm talking about professional grills.
Yes. Yes.
the real thing. We're gonna have the real thing, and we're gonna have a church. We don't need no gigantic cathedral.
Amen.
Huh?
No.
If we do, I'm not gonna be the janitor. That's right. But we just need a nice size church, you know. If it grow some more, we knock the walls out, Brother Ted, huh? For the growth. That's what we want to do. And we're going to do it right here in Clear Lake.
Amen. Amen.
He said, those people is the ones, they're the ones that went through this and went through that. Uh-huh. We're going to be all right. Yeah, y'all pray for our church.
Amen.
Don't feel bad because it's just a handful of us here. That's okay. It ain't gonna last long like this.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is gonna send folks in. Thank you, Jesus. And we're gonna help them get saved and live for the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So y'all pray my strength and love.